You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Kathy Quinn here. Normally doing the news during the week on Fox 4, but on the weekends right here, this radio station, we try to bring you what's going on in and around the community and let you know what you need to know about. That's for sure. This weekend, we're going to talk about Kansas Firefighters Alliance. I saw them at the home show. There were about a half a dozen firefighters. They all took part in a calendar to raise money for the good of firefighters all throughout the state of Kansas. So it's kind of cool. We'll be finding out more about it from the president of Kansas Alliance, Nancy Peters. Speaking of good work, how about Goodwill Industries? Mr. Ed Latta is going to be here to talk about what they do. It's not just a thrift store. They do all sorts of services for the community. They try to get people out there working. You know, people that are having trouble finding jobs, they help them with their interview skills, with their resumes, that type of thing. So when you donate to the Goodwill, it does a lot more than just, you know, donating clothing. First up, Nancy Peters, the president of Kansas Firefighters Alliance, Inc. All right, Miss Nancy, I met you at the Holiday Mart and just thought that your mission was so interesting. Let's talk about Kansas Firefighters Alliance. How did you come up with this?
Well, it's been a group effort for years. It actually started years ago when a young girl who did a coat drive out of her high school in Wichita, Kansas, she'd collected all these coats and she wanted to do a giveaway. And the concept was exciting, but she didn't know what to do with all these items that she had gotten, and so she'd gone to the Firefighters Museum for the state, actually, and then they called me in and said, what do we do? So for a few years, we started doing a coat giveaway and a coat drive, but during part of those years, Kansas was really going through some hard times, and so it was harder to get donations to make the coats for kids continue. So we then worked on building and making this calendar. We said, why don't we build a calendar and make it focus on health and fitness, and let's see if we can also focus on mind, body, and soul as far as firefighters who try out, that we're really making a difference for firefighters, because firefighters in our state do not really get the cancer coverage. It's very difficult to get coverage of that as work comp, and yet it is something that we're starting to find more and more in firefighters nationwide and internationally, just because the exposures are different. So we started with the museum, and then eventually the Fire Museum said it was time to spread our wings and fly. And so we developed the Kansas Firefighters Alliance. We still partner with the museum. Today, now, we do not only coats for kids and help kids in our state as emergency responders run calls, we're resources for them, but we do a fire camp for youth, and it's free, and we invite multiple different agencies and even colleges that have fire science programs so that we can create a free camp for youth to help them explore that career as something in their future. It's just been a neat journey because we've been able to do so many different things, whether it's helping an emergency responder who's going through a really tough time, whether it's through health or an injury, or whether it's helping out a family. Like here recently, a family lost everything in a fire, and we were able to help them out and get them things to help them get started starting over.
How did you get involved yourself?
Well, I was, my husband and I actually met as firefighters over 26 years ago, and so we've always been volunteers. I mean, he's a paid captain now in his department, and I'm a volunteer firefighter. But, you know, when you run those calls, one thing that all responders see is that they see deeper than just that call. They see sometimes needs that families have. And so I was a member of the Fire Museum when the young girl came to us with the coat collection the first time. And so because I had already done work in reaching out with my husband's fire department, to help a family who once lost everything in a fire. It was actually friends who said, we think you can do this. And I was like, okay, let's give it a shot. Let's try to do something good for our community. One of the neatest partnerships also that has started out of this is we partnered with Hands of Hope, who rescues dogs. and they rescue dogs across the state. So the dogs are in the calendar, and so that's something that we just started last year. And through that partnership, Hands of Hope has shared with us that firefighters have now also become fosters for the dogs that they save. Their whole focus is to save every life of the dog that they meet or they go and save, whether it's from the hurricane states, which they did here a couple, I think it was last year, they were working on that. Originally, it was just in Kansas, but they really do a lot. And what was neat about the family that we helped this week was a dog rescued its family. So it was just kind of a neat little full circle of us trying to help one another and just doing community work together. And so basically all that money goes to do the good work that we're trying to do to help emergency responders fight cancer. We also provide free suicide prevention classes for firefighters and their families, because the suicide rate is climbing for firefighters, and it's something that we never dreamed would happen.
Gosh. Well, there's so much, as you know, that they see, and they can only take so much, I guess, you know?
And I mean, that's stuff that you're not going to see on the news. It's the things that firefighters go through, or police officers, or EMS, because we reach out to all emergency responders. So when we learn about something that we think, if there's a way that we can help them out, we make our very best effort to help them out.
Is there a way, Nancy, that the public can help you out?
Sure. We rely on help also from the public to make all of this possible. I mean, they can order a firefighter calendar, and they can go to KansasFirefightersAlliance.org and just order one online. It's really one of the lowest priced calendars out there. They're only $20. Again, we're not paid staff. We're made up of emergency responders, and is our group who does all of this work, and we just volunteer what little free time we got to make it happen. It's a wonderful calendar. The cool thing about it was we ended up finding out that we got ranked third in the world through Fire Critic, the Fire Critic that does a review of all calendars, firefighter calendars in the world. So we were super excited to find out that we got that third in the world ranking. It was something we never imagined would happen.
Wow.
So whoever gets this calendar really gets a great product, and it's just something for Kansans to be excited about. We're just trying to also work to help them, you know, with their health and fitness, because we want them to be able to live long and healthy so that they can have great careers. And, they're definitely not entertainers, but they are willing to sit there and put themselves out there on the line to do some good things.
All right. So how can someone order this calendar?
They just can go to www.KansasFirefightersAlliance.org. And they can order right on our website.
Good luck to you, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. All right. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Bye.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Midwest Plastering is a pool plastering company specializing in all varieties of pool finishes. Brothers William and Brandon Cheney service new construction pool companies, pool renovation companies, and private pool owners throughout Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The Cheney Brothers' focus since 2009 has always been to deliver the highest quality plaster, tile, and coping installation services. Midwest Plastering is a pool plastering company specializing in all varieties of pool finishes. Give them a call, 918-728-1572, or look them up on Facebook, or better yet, ask for one of their satisfied customers. The Cheney Brothers Midwest Plastering. Their focus, customer satisfaction.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KC Forum. It's Public Affairs with an entertaining spin. And joining me now, right here on the air, is Ed Latta from Goodwill Industries. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm enjoying this weather.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, man, wasn't it cold last week?
It was. But see, I'm from New Orleans, born and raised, and I've only been here 7 months, and people keep telling me, hey, you know, what do you think about the weather? Do you hate it yet? No, for me, it's a winter wonderland, so I've been enjoying every minute of it. Well, I've been working for Goodwill for 5 years. I spent 4.5 years in New Orleans and been on the job here for 7 months. And, you know, I absolutely love Kansas City. When I call back home and you know, tell them about my experience here, I usually bring up when the Royals won a World Series, how there were like 800,000 people, and there was like zero incidents. Now, I haven't confirmed that for a fact, but I said, if you need to know anything about Kansas City, it's that fact there. And so, but everybody's been so gracious with their time and so kind and generous, and it's been an incredible transition, and the family absolutely loves it here. And so, now seafood is an issue, but I traded seafood for barbecue, so... You know, from that extent, I think that's pretty fair trade-off. This barbecue here is absolutely amazing.
All right. We're talking to Ed Latta right now here on the air. We're talking about Goodwill Industries. People may think, oh, well, it's just a thrift store. You do so much more. There's so many services. And what's so cool about it is Goodwill, when you donate, you're also donating to possibly somebody's future.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we are a nonprofit organization, and we are one of the first, if not the first, social enterprise in the country. And we've been around for us here in Kansas City, we've been here for 125 years. And we started as a Helping Hand Industries, which was a sheltered workshop for people with different abilities. And in the 1970s, we merged with Goodwill and then became Goodwill completely in 2011. And so next year we've hit 125 years. And so we're unique in the nonprofit space in that mm-hmm. our thrift stores are our economic driver to deliver mission. And so, you know, the purpose of Goodwill is to help people reach their economic self-sustainability through the power of work. And so all of our programs are geared toward job readiness and job placements. And so we do a ton in the community. This year, we're on pace to serve 2,400 people and putting 300 people placed in the jobs. Mm. We have a tremendous number of programs. We have a reentry program in St. Joseph where we go into the prison system and work with prisoners before they get released and in order to help them with their transition. We also have a Quest Academy program where it's a six-week program where people can come and learn soft skills and get prepped for what it means to work on the job site. And that program is open to people with disabilities or any other types of barriers to employment. So people with economic barriers, people with transportation barriers, people with significant disabilities, and so on and so forth. So we do a tremendous amount. And we also do contract work where we actually clean buildings at Fort Leavenworth and at the GSA building downtown. And 75% of the hours worked there are worked by people with significant disabilities. So, you know, it's kind of, I like to tell people Goodwill is often the best kept secret because they don't realize what the power of their donations really do. But for us, you know, it's more than just thrift. It's sustainability, too. And we divert 7,100 pounds of used goods out of the landfill every year. We just won the KC Industrial Council Award for Sustainability this year. So we got some pretty exciting things going on.
I see. People don't realize that. People don't realize what their donation can do and what it does do. How many locations are there here in the metro?
So currently we have 13. Well, we have 9 in the metro, but our entire territory is western Missouri and eastern Kansas. And so we go as far south as Manhattan on the Kansas side, and we go as far east as Sedalia on the Missouri side, and then all the way to the state line up in north. So here in the metro, we have 9 stores and 2 ADCs. We have a new ADC opening up in Leawood, and we have a new store opening up in Pittsburgh here in the first quarter of next year. So we're growing. We're trying to, you know, deliver services in more areas and really trying to partner with the community to help people find work and sustain work, you know, teach people the skills, those who may have never had an opportunity or just need to be reskilled, you know, that's our place here. And so it's our belief that everybody has value, and it's just a matter of providing that access for those individuals to succeed.
We're talking to Ed Latta, and he is here on the air with us talking about Goodwill Industries. So what was interesting to me is some of your locations have the place in the back, the work area, where they can help you. Some are by appointment only, I understand that, but where they can help you with your resume, with your interviewing skills. That's interesting. It really is.
Well, and it's a great resource, and it's open to anybody. So if you go to one of our stores, like, for instance, North Oak or Blue Springs, Bonner Springs, Overland Park, you can actually go get those services at those locations, either by setting an appointment or we actually have someone housed there Monday through Thursday. And you can come in, and they will help you build a resume. They will help you find jobs. They will try to connect you with community partners in the city to help you find employment. You know, and we also try to do wrap services where if you have transportation needs or have some issues with documentation of disability and things like that, we will try to find the right people for you to connect with in order for you to eliminate those barriers to employment.
All right. So what can people do and where do they call? What can they do? Let's say that they're out there and they say, I need some help. I need some help with my interviewing skills. What do they do?
Well, they can come to our central office at 1817 Campbell Street, right in the crossroads, and they can just come ask for help, really. And they can call our main phone line as well. We have a press two if anybody only speaks Spanish in order to help those individuals as well. But really, it's just a matter of reaching out. You know, some of our best stories come from individuals who just had the courage to ask for help. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite stories is a recent graduate from a Quest Academy program who, 60 years young, hadn't worked in 30 years, had been bedridden with some surgery problems, and she just was like, you know what, I need to go to work. And so called up Goodwill. We let her go through the 6-week Quest Academy program. She got a job in one of our stores, and then our graduation date, she just said, you know what, if it weren't for Goodwill just giving me the opportunity and proof that I can actually provide worth and provide value, I don't know where I'd be today. And so it's stories like that just from individuals who just picked up the phone and called us or just stopped in at one of our good work centers or came and dropped off application in the store. That's the impact that we try to do in the community, and it's pretty profound.
I was going to say, you sound very passionate about it.
Oh, absolutely. I had a funny story is when I got the job in New Orleans, I actually didn't want to go in the interview. I felt like I wanted to do something different. I came out of a job for 11 years that really took its weight, especially after Hurricane Katrina. And I wanted to do something different. And my wife convinced me, said, well, just go in the interview. I'm sure it's totally different. And 5 years later, here we are in Kansas City. And it really is because of the stories that we hear and the people that we serve in the community, people with disabilities and other barriers, you know, just profound stories, profound impact. And really, we owe it to the people of Kansas City who come and donate their goods to our stores or donate their time and volunteer. We have a mock interview day where volunteers come and help individuals practice interviewing before they go out into the big bad world to try to find these jobs. And it's a great experience. And so things like that, it's just you know, our imprint on the community has always been very profound. So I'm very passionate just because I can't imagine a world without Goodwill. And I just wish more people knew everything we do and why we, you know, why people shop at our stores and why they donate. And a lot of them don't even realize it. And so the more we can spread that message, the better.
All righty. And so they can go to your website as well or call or whatever. It's all there, all the information.
Absolutely. Yep. MokanGoodwill.org. That's MOKAN Goodwill.org.
Man, oh, man. Well, you know what? Welcome to Kansas City. We love having you here. And thank you so very much. And hopefully this gets the word out.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right.
And happy holidays.
You too. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Joining me now here on KC Forum is Quan Tracy Cherry. You want to know what he's all about? Well, how about, let's see, astrologer, lawyer, father, partner, all sorts of things. And we're so excited to have him. Quan, I mean, I've known you for quite a few years, haven't I?
Yes, we won't tell how many, but it has been more than at least a decade.
Oh, my gosh, let's don't.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And so over the years, I've always enjoyed listening to you, listening to your astrology, and now today finding out you're also a lawyer. I didn't know that, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of explain how you use what you learned in law school with astrology.
Well, I use the analogy of a court system in that the planets represent our higher guidance, much like going into a state or federal Supreme Court. And so we have standing. And so as an Aries, you know, there's a certain way in which you show up as court. And the ethics that I learned in law school you know, we have to pass professional ethics as lawyers. And most people get it confused that morality and ethics are different. The legality of things versus morality is different. And so I see astrology with the, I approach it with the same confidentiality as I would if you were a client of mine and I was representing you as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a profession that has a specific language, like lawyers do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the language of astrology. I like to be able to explain people to people. And I continually educate myself, and I'm writing different blogs and different, like I just put a blog up on my website about stocking stuffers by signs. So you can so you can look at, if you're a Taurus, you know, get your Taurus a really good masseuse, you know, gift certificate.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. And I use Facebook to poll some of my clients regarding what they would like for stocking stuffers. And so then I put a blog up on Belief Is Not Required. And that's why the website is that, because I want people to know about themselves, Kathy.
Mm-hmm,
I don't want them to treat this as a substitute for religion.
Right.
Or a substitute for, because even though I know where the planets are, I don't wake up every morning and say, I won't do this.
Right, right, right.
But I will do, I live by one thing most consistently, that when the mood, which is shown by our moon sign,
mm-hmm.
the moon changes signs every 2.25 days, and it represents the day-to-day stuff we have to deal with. Mm-hmm. So when the moon is in earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn,
right.
I tend to do the things that I have to do, like call my accountant or declutter the living room. You know, stuff that you
right.
don't want to do,
right.
but your adult self says to do. So if you have any earth signs in your life, you know, those Taurus, Virgo, Capricorns, you know, May, September, and January, they're really built on duty and obligation, and we need them. They're like the police people.
Oh, how funny. So January is coming up. People need to start taking order now and get in order.
Exactly. And because this, the last 6 months of 18, since the beginning of summer, you know, the first 2 months of the summer, we went through a reevaluation in terms of our actions and our desires and our personal passions. And then at the beginning of fall, we went into a reevaluation about our love and our money and our standards. And, you know, I mean, there were a lot of rest and peace endings of relationships in October, November. And then December brought a reevaluation of communication and our higher philosophies. So January sets up really right around the 6th to the 10th. It peaks right around the 10th going into MLK Day, of a really good alignment between our aspirations, our goal setting. Like that solar eclipse on January 6th mm-hmm. is an excellent time for us to step back and say, well, what do we want to master for 2019? And my undergrad was in financial accounting, Kathy, so I'm a love numbers.
Oh, my goodness.
And so the numerology of 2019 adds up to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And the 12th secret in our path on the Tarot, and the Tarot just means royal road. So when people want to make it all, oh, I don't want to see the death card, and I don't want to see, I'm like, please, that's why you have to have knowledge that
right.
the 12th secret is the Hangman, which is a person hanging from a tree, and the tree, they're upside down. And so it's life in suspension, where we look at things from a spiritual perspective, and we get reborn on the inside. Our inner spirit gets reborn.
Okay.
Because think about it, Kathy. All births, unless they're breached, we come in the world upside down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So 2019 is a transitional year for all of us in terms of reintegrating our spirituality with our materiality.
Uh-huh.
And that's, after all, most people don't understand that was the original meaning of the cross, was just the intersection of the material and spiritual world.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we want to make it more than it actually is. And again, the belief is not required. I'm not saying that the cross isn't Christian.
Right, right,
but
right.
The cross was an intersectional point that predated It was B.C. It was before Christ. And then it was integrated into Christian symbolism.
Interesting.
And so that's why I see astrology. It's a form of history, and it's our own personal history. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so the stars for this coming year, what do you see as a whole for the civilization, for the United States?
Well, the United States is 242 years old. Okay, so the planet that represents transformation on collective levels, you know, corporate power. It's a dwarf planet called Pluto, and he lends his name to plutocracy. And we've got plutocracy and oligarchs and Me Too movements and resistance.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got this collective emotional power that's going on. So the fact that Pluto takes 250 years to go around the solar system, so we still haven't had our return of truly sharing power. And if we think about it, since 2008, since Pluto has been in the institutionalized pop sign of Capricorn, mm-hmm. from 2008 until 2026, it represents the fact that each institution has been transformed. Marriage, NFL, college football, the presidency. I mean, just think about every institution, even our Constitution. We're ending also a 20-year economic cycle from 2000. So 2019 is also a year to look at your finances again from a spiritual perspective, not from greed and expansionism,
right.
but from sustainable abundance. If we can no longer look at our lives from a manifest destiny or Western expansionism, where our expansion is in our inner worlds and our multiple dimensions. Mm-hmm. So the shift in direction is the goal is not, you know, in the California, UConn goal.
Right.
It's inside. And you're an Aries, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so Aries people understand that you resist final solution. You're constantly expanding and seeing how you can test yourself against yourself. But that's an inner motivation. That's an inner passion.
Mm-hmm.
That's not anything someone told you on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important. If there's anything that anybody that I want people to remember is that when you're slowed down or stalled in the outer world, it's for you to wait and check the inner impulses, your inner motivations. And that's what 2019 is about, particularly as we reach, you know, April is a really fascinating month because of the fact that the planet Jupiter, which represents abundance and expansionism and all of that, it goes retrograde, which means we have to, for 4 months, we have to reevaluate our larger philosophies, our entitlement, our privilege, our sense of, are we just aspiring for ourselves and our clans and our families,
mm-hmm.
or are we aspiring for the higher, larger human family? And I'll tell you, with so much energy in Capricorn at the beginning of the year, Capricorn is a sign of integrity. And so if you're out of integrity, and I'm not talking about people who are children. I'm talking about people who are in their middle 20s, you know, that are adults.
Right.
We will be charged to show our adult behavior. And if you don't know an answer, look for a mentor. We've got coaches. We've got everybody's giving advice. And part of the reason that the larger reason, Cassie, that I offer is that, remember, over the last couple thousand years of spiritual history, spiritualists were often sequestered or removed from society. They were monks and priests, and you know, but now spiritualists are called to be in society. So that's why I'm so excited. You know, I'm telling anybody who's willing to listen that the growth is inside. I mean, and we have to take time to get it because we have so much technology, which what I understand, I just read a blog that vinyl is making a comeback,
mm-hmm.
because of people wanting more acoustic music. So I'm thinking that's why I want, you know, children to learn cursive again, because I think that it's really important,
yes.
to show how you write, because, you know, a little bit of handwriting analysis. Because if your cursive or if your sign goes downward, then it's more of a looking to the ground, looking more pessimistically, like the glass is half empty.
Right.
If your cursive or your information goes upward, then you're aspiring. You're looking up.
Quan, we could be here for days.
I know. I'm just crazy. I know. I'm just. I know people probably listening to this say, "Who is this person?"
Hey, how did they get a hold of you?
BeliefIsNotRequired.com.
Okay, BeliefIsNotRequired.
BeliefIsNotRequired.com, and then my phone number is 816-931-0010.
Well, you know what? I'm excited because you're excited for 2019. So let's make it a good year. All right, and that's it for us this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Katie Connors, executive producer, Andrina Byrne, who is associate producer, Ed Walker getting us on the air, Doug Medlock with his voice, and of course, the elders allowing us to use their music. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.